This episode of the podcast is brought to you by The Summit, 343's live educational networking event for coaches and members of the ambitious soccer community. The Summit will be taking place at the Palms Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, July 29th through 31st, 2016. Please visit 343coaching.fm for more information. Thank you.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the 343 podcast. My name is John Pronich and I am your host. This week I am going to revisit an article that I created about 3 years ago on an older blog that is no longer active, but I went ahead and I made some revisions to it to make it relevant to something that is going to be happening this weekend, which happens to be the UEFA Champions League final between Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid. So I pulled the old article, made some adaptations to it, and I hope that you enjoy listening to today's episode. An old business partner of mine once recommended that I read The Art of War. I hate reading, so I bought the audiobook instead, and I loved listening to it. Mostly because when applied to soccer, some strategies fit perfect. What follows is from the Wikipedia page of Sun Tzu, because I just couldn't craft up a better way to introduce this. Sun Tzu was a Chinese general, military strategist, and philosopher who lived in the spring and autumn period of ancient China. Sun Tzu is traditionally credited as the author of The Art of War, a widely influential work of military strategy that has affected both Western and Eastern philosophy. Aside from his legacy as the author of The Art of War, Sun Tzu is revered in Chinese and Asian culture as a legendary historical figure. The name Sun Tzu, by which he is best known in the West, means Master Sun. The Art of War presents a philosophy of war for managing conflicts and winning battles. It is accepted as a masterpiece on strategy and has been frequently cited and referred to by generals and theorists since it was first published, translated, and distributed internationally. Now, a good and incredibly relevant example when comparing soccer to war is Diego Simeone and his Atletico Madrid squad. A disciple of Marcelo Bielsa, Simeone has been fearless and relentless as a manager for Atletico Madrid. The energy and desire that seeps out of Simeone on the sidelines as he stretches the boundaries of his technical area are mirrored by the warriors wearing the white and red stripes on the field. Simeone has deployed a strategic and smart approach, showing great discipline. Atletico have mastered the dark arts when it comes to soccer. When to foul, where to foul, how to foul, just name a few examples. They've also mastered how to be patient and to absorb and counter. They're able to sacrifice possession of the ball, making their opponents feel superior, but it's all part of a plan to pounce on any mistake made and then punish. On the flip side, Simeone knows that his side can control certain opponents on both sides of the ball. And there are moments that Atletico dominate possession and dictate every facet of the game. So, Simeone has effectively created a chameleon, a team that can change and adapt to whatever environment it is in. So now, when we visit the words of Sun Tzu from The Art of War, keep Diego Simeone and Atletico in mind. Sun Tzu wrote these as five essential ingredients for victory. 1. He will win when he knows when to fight and when not to fight. 2. He will win when he knows how to handle both superior and inferior forces. 3. He will win whose army is animated by the same spirit throughout his ranks. 4. He will win who, prepared himself, waits to take the army unprepared. And 5. He will win who has the military capacity and is not interfered with by the sovereign. The interpretations of these five essential ingredients have varied throughout time, but when we try to relate them to soccer, and in this case to Simeone, I think we can find some common ground. So here we go again with some explanations. 1, he will win when he knows when to fight and when not to fight. So think of this as Atletico absorbing attacks, defending for long periods of time, and then launching a counterattack. They know when to defend and when to go for goal, and they are incredibly disciplined. 2. He will win when he knows how to handle both superior and inferior forces. This is Atletico being a chameleon. They can defend for 90 minutes against a superior team, sacrificing possession while being patient and waiting for mistakes, but they also know that they can dominate certain opponents or moments of a game or entire matches at a time. 3. He will win whose army is animated by the same spirit throughout his ranks. Now, if you've ever watched an Atletico Madrid match, you've probably seen Simeone, and the guy is a beast on the sideline. And this is mirrored by his players on the field. He probably feels just as tired and sore after each match as his squad does. And that is where he gains a certain kind of trust and appreciation from his players. They aren't going to battle alone. They know that he's right there with them. 4. He will win who prepared himself waits to take the army unprepared. Again, this goes back to absorbing and countering, taking advantage of the opponent's mistakes. To the untrained eye, it may look like Atletico is being dominated. But to Simeone, it's by design. And 5, he will win who has the military capacity and is not interfered with by the sovereign. This is important. Simeone has total control of his army. He doesn't have shackles on. There's no boardroom holding him back. He's able to fight his war however he wants and deploy his soldiers how he sees fit. Now, these essential ingredients are things that you can use with your teams too, but it boils down to having a clear identity for not only your team, but for yourself as a coach, and then operating within that identity and being smart, being passionate, and being prepared. This weekend, Atletico Madrid faced their crosstown rivals Real Madrid in the UEFA Champions League final. Two former warriors, Simeone and Zidane, will lead their troops into battle. You could say it's a bit like David versus Goliath, and it would be hard to argue against that. But one thing you certainly cannot argue is the fact that this will be a war. Thank you all for listening to this episode of the 343 Podcast. Remember to check out 343coaching.fm. That's the number 3, the number 4, the number 3, coaching.fm, to find other episodes, including interviews with LAFC Academy coach Joey Cascio and former U.S. men's national team players like Eric Winalda and Hugo Perez. You can also find information on our live in-person events, such as our coaching conference in Las Vegas and our player camp in Southern California, as well as online coaching memberships that over 1,000 coaches from across the country are currently learning and deploying. Again, thank you for listening to the 343 Podcast.